San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
And now we're back here on Ask the Experts here on 1170 AM, KCBQ, The Answer. And here on Ask the Experts, we like to get you covered head to toe. So in studio with us is Dr. Esham DDS. Thank you for coming to the studios, Dr. Esham.
I love being here, Todd. Thank you for inviting me.
And we're going to talk about dentistry in this segment. And I'm really interested. How did you get interested in doing dentistry?
I kind of took a strange route to dentistry. Originally, I got my degree in hotel restaurant management and my degree in business because my family was in the hotel restaurant business. But after getting out of school and working in the restaurant business and seeing how difficult it is and the hours you have to work, I decided to go a different direction. And fortunately, my father pointed me towards dentistry, mainly because he said, nobody will die on you.
There you go.
So I looked into it. I didn't want to make a second mistake on a career. So visited my general dentist. He showed me lots of neat things. And as I watched what he was doing, it was very intriguing. But I also saw that it's not that much different than restaurants. If you treat people well, you give them a good product, they're going to come back and they're going to send their friends. And so when I went back to dental school, I had that experience. And so I bring that to dentistry and making people feel comfortable and making sure they get a good product.
That's great. We all want a beautiful smile. So what's important to the public out there when they're choosing a dentist?
Well, I think the biggest thing in choosing a dentist is knowing you can trust your dentist. You know, dentistry is confusing. It's a small thing in a dark place to most patients. And so, you know, you just really want to make sure the right thing is being done for you and that, you know, it is done in a conservative manner because you only get one set of teeth. We're not sharks. And so you want to make sure you take care of them because the teeth not only serve you in terms of eating, but they serve you in terms of your expression and how you feel about yourself.
And it's important to trust the person, the dentist that you're going to. And I love your website. Can you give out your website?
My website is newdentistsd.com.
And for people that want to go on that website, there is so many different links on here. And one of my favorite ones is this before and after. I really like these pictures on here. It's amazing to see what you've done with some of these crooked teeth and made them super straight.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've spent a lot of time studying, you know, dentistry, you know, in the terms of basics and biology. And then I even went through the extra length of being credentialed in cosmetic dentistry. One of the AACD, the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, is one of the few organizations that credential cosmetic dentist, and it takes a lot of time. And in fact, it took me 5 years to put together my cases, present them in front of peers, and then have them evaluated and get finally pass and get the credential. And so I take a lot of pride in what I do, and I want the people that come into my office to leave with a smile that looks pretty, looks natural, and looks just like the way they wanted it to look.
Well, talk about credentials. This new day and age, one of the new credentials is Yelp. And the 4.5 stars is pretty amazing. I haven't seen too many businesses with 4 stars, but you have 4.5 stars on Yelp and practically 99% all positive reviews. And those aren't manufactured reviews. Those are all clients. And so I read through a lot of them, and you can tell when someone's written a few paragraphs that it's authentic. And you have a lot of great reviews, and that's something that will put somebody at ease also, is to see the great reviews you've gotten.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, we work really hard. We really love what we do. We love making people feel comfortable in a dental environment. And we know how people feel when they come into a dental environment. So we want to make them feel comfortable. And I work with a great team of ladies that, you know, treat patients like they want to be treated. And I follow along and make sure that everybody feels comfortable and is knowledgeable about what's happening for them and why it's best for them.
And where's your office is located?
My office is located right here in the UTC area, UT San Diego, just north of the big white Mormon temple.
That makes it convenient because pretty much anywhere around the city, you can take the 805 or the 5 to get to the University City if you don't live in this area. So that makes it real convenient. And so if somebody had some questions, what do they do?
Well, you know, one of the things I like to explain, it because there may be times when people have questions, and I see a lot of patients that do have questions, is that, you know, in the background of things, you know, I think patients need to understand, you know, what their dental insurance is. And their dental insurance helps them, of course, But the dental insurance also is kind of sometimes constricting to what is best for them. And so a lot of times a dentist may be, you know, required or geared from the insurance company to not necessarily do preventive treatments or do more extensive and more expensive treatments instead of something that is simple and less costly, all because of the way they're reimbursed by their insurance. And so I'm not saying everybody's like this, but there's a reasonable amount that come into my office asking questions. Well, hey, I was just at the dentist. I hadn't been in a couple of years, but, you know, all of a sudden I need 10 cavities. And so, you know, you need to be able to, you know, be suspicious when something weird pops up, you know, with the diagnosis in your mouth. And in my opinion, a lot of it is insurance related in terms of gearing the dentist to do something that is more prone to their profitability rather than your health.
I see.
And so when you don't trust something, I would recommend getting a second opinion.
Just like you would for anything. And people get a second opinion on a car. Why wouldn't you get it on your teeth?
Exactly. You know, and exactly. And maybe because dentistry is a little scary for them, you know, they don't necessarily want to go to a dentist twice. But when something's popping up and it doesn't seem to make sense, it's important. Your teeth, you only have one set of teeth. You want to take care of them.
And you're a trusted source and you're non-objective, so you're open to being that second opinion.
Correct. You know, and I realize that going to a new person, you know, you may not trust them. So we kind of do things in our office that shows patients what their issue is. And so when a patient comes into our office, first of all, you know, we talk with them, we listen to them. They all have a different story about what happened to them. But it's how they interpret it. And we listen to that and we tell them there's no guilt in our office. Okay, this is what the situation is now. This is how we can help. And taking the time and talking to them is important. And then from there, we go into an exam that includes not just x-rays and not just discussion, but actual photographs of their own teeth.
Okay.
And a lot of people think they know themselves, you know, but they really haven't seen themselves until they've seen their teeth inside their mouth. And so when I say, you know, when someone has told them they've had a cavity and I look at the tooth and I say it doesn't have a cavity, a patient's going to think, who do I believe? Well, when I show them their tooth with a picture and there's it's like just pearly white and maybe a stain in it, they understand that really they don't need a cavity. So talking and taking time and then also taking pictures so they see themselves as I get to see them.
All right. Well, for those just tuning in, this is Ask the Expert here on KCBQ 1170 AM. And in studio with us is Dr. Esham, DDS. And his website is newdentistrysd.com. You can also give him a call at 1-800-NEW-DENTIST. If they go to your website, is there information on insurance, what insurances are accepted?
Well, you know, there isn't necessarily because there's so many different insurance, but if they'd like to call our office, we'd happy to go over it with them.
So they could call the 1-800-NEW-DENTIST number and get that information.
Correct. Or if they go on the website, newdentistsd.com, there's a form on the right that actually lets them put their information in as to what they're concerned with. And then we're happy to get back to them. They can even ask for an estimate. You know, I don't know of any other dentist that will give you an estimate online, but we provide estimates online so patients know what should be involved with whatever procedure they're thinking about.
That's great that you do it online. Save time and money.
Exactly. And most people, you know, aren't comfortable, you know, talking one-on-one because they're afraid they're going to get lured in. But again, we just want to give people information about themselves and what, and then they can make the best decisions for themselves.
Now, Dr. Esham, we haven't really touched about, can you talk about all the services you provide at your offices?
Okay. Well, I'm a general dentist that's credentialed in cosmetic dentistry. So I do general dentistry, which includes cleanings, x-rays, exams, do fillings and so forth. And then my credential, I think, legitimizes me doing smile makeovers. And so I've done hundreds and hundreds of smile makeovers for people that you can actually see online. And online, my pictures are actually pictures of my patients before and after. They're not somebody else's pictures. And they go from one tooth that I've done, a single front tooth, which is, you know, very difficult to do, all the way to a full mouth reconstruction. And so again, when someone's thinking about cosmetic dentistry, I would recommend that they talk to their dentist, ask them, you know, how many of these procedures they've done, and then ask to see the pictures of their procedures before and after. And then from there, you know, let your eyes determine whether that's someone that you would like to do your cosmetic dentistry.
All right. What's something that's new in cosmetic dentistry?
Well, I've been a board member for the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, so I think I know a lot about that. But like medicine, we're trying to be as minimally invasive as possible. So we think about what we're doing and what we want to achieve by thinking about, well, if the patient wants a certain smile, how can I do that by minimally taking away teeth? So minimally invasive dentistry is new to cosmetic dentistry in a sense that we're emphasizing it because we don't want to take away any more tooth structure than what's necessary to get the job done. So the first most minimally invasive cosmetic dentistry is just plain tooth whitening, getting trays at your dentist, placing bleach in them, and then whitening your teeth.
That's something I could use.
It's good for everyone. And later on in the show, I think you might be talking about what might be coming with that. But the next least minimally invasive procedure for cosmetic dentistry is orthodontics. And most people think of orthodontics as braces, but the new orthodontics is Invisalign. And Invisalign are clear aligners that over a period of time slowly straighten your teeth. And what's so great about these clear aligners is you can't really tell anybody's wearing them. And in fact, you know, I have them in my mouth now, and I'm not sure if Todd knows I have them in.
No, I didn't notice at all.
So you can actually get your teeth straightened without really your peers knowing about it. And it's so great for the older, for the adult patient, you know, in their 20s and up, because, you know, you can be professional, you can be social, and you can still get your teeth straighter. Along well, when they're straighter, they're also healthier. So that's the next most minimally invasive procedure.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the other ones when we come back. And also, I want to keep the listeners on because we've got an exciting free offer coming up towards the end of the show. So stay tuned here to Ask the Experts on 1170 KCBQ.
San Diego award-winning cosmetic dentist is proud to be chosen the expert in cosmetic dentistry for the Ask the Experts show. Dr. David S. Esham, DDS, prides his office in the personalized treatment and care that he offers all of his patients. With a one-patient-at-a-time philosophy and award-winning credentials, it's no wonder Dr. Esham's office was nationally recognized as Cosmetic Practice of the Year by Contemporary Aesthetics and has been Ranch & Coast's Reader's Choice Best of San Diego 3 years running. They value and appreciate each and every one of their patients. Dr. Esham's goal is to enhance the health and beauty of your smile through the miracle of modern dentistry. One of the few dentists in the world accredited by the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, Dr. Esham uses the latest dental techniques to benefit his patients and preserve natural tooth structure, promoting dental health and beauty. Dr. Esham specializes in cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, teeth whitening, Invisalign, sedation dentistry, as well as general dentistry. He offers state-of-the-art dentistry with precision, excellence, and caring. To make an appointment with Dr. Esham, call his office at 800-NEW-DENTIST or go to Dr. Esham's website, newdentistsd.com.
And welcome back to Ask the Experts. I'm here with Dr. Esham, DDS. Thank you for joining us again. And I want to give out your website. It's newdentistrysd.com.
newdentist.com.
SD, like as in San Diego.com. And your phone number is 1-800-NEW-DENTIST. That's easy to remember.
Should be.
Before we left, you were talking about Invisalign and some of the non-invasive cosmetic dentistry. What's some of the other?
Yeah, so I was going down the line of the least invasive cosmetic dentistry choices and whitening and then Invisalign orthodontics. The next is veneers, and everybody's heard of veneers. And so there are these fingernail thin porcelain facings that basically go over your enamel and that can change the shape. It can change the alignment or the arrangement of your teeth. And they can especially change the color. And as we all get older, our teeth get darker and they get chipped and they get worn. And in those instances, the veneers are a very conservative way to bring your teeth back to the way you used to look in your 20s and early 30s. And so they are just one of the best ways to do that. But you have to be careful when you're doing veneers. And there's been a lot of promotions on TV and in print ads about prepless veneers. And that means, you know, not taking any of your tooth structure and just putting the porcelain over your teeth. Well, you know, that is okay in a few instances, but you have to be careful because if you make your teeth look bulky by not taking any tooth structure away and then adding porcelain, you can, you know, easily look like that Jim Carrey character.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah. And everybody has their neighbor or their friend that's had these veneers that just look fake.
Yeah.
And that's what happens if you don't know what you're doing. And so it's very important to be confident in whoever's doing your cosmetic dentistry. And so I that's one thing I would like the general public to be aware of.
How long does something like that take? Or is it different depending on the person?
You know, it should take about the same amount of time, whether you're doing one tooth or four teeth. It may take longer if you're doing a full mouth, but it's anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. And you don't want to rush the procedure. You know, you want to come in and have a consultation. You want to have study medicals done. You want to give your dentist an opportunity to exactly plan out your case, again, so that the teeth fit the rest of your teeth in color and shape, and so that they look natural at the end. And so in our offices, we do study models. We do pictures. We do actually a computer imaging of your teeth before and after, so patients can see what their teeth would look like before I've even touched them, and then make sure they're okay with that, because I have a view of what I think would look like, what you should look like. I explain it to you, but not until you actually see it on your face and your lips do you really know if it's going to be you. And so we do that to make sure people will be happy at the end, because the last thing in the world you want is a surprise at the end of your cosmetic dental treatment.
What an application of technology. It's amazing all the computer stuff we can do nowadays and how it's influencing even dentistry now.
Oh, for sure. And we want to use all that to our patients' benefit.
On a different subject, what are your thoughts on silver fillings? Should they be taken out?
Silver fillings. You know, everybody has a view, and there's the view that all of them should be taken out. And there's a view that some people still use them, believe it or not, here in San Diego. I sit in the middle. If a silver filling is in a tooth and it is totally fine, there's no decay around it, no cracks around it, I leave it. But if a silver filling has decay and there's a crack in the tooth, I recommend taking it out, but I'm not going to put silver fillings back in. And so if a patient wants it out for cosmetic reasons, you know, I'm happy to help them with that. But for the most part, if a silver filling is good and is healthy and there's no problems with it, we leave it in the mouth.
Another thing, when I go to the dentist, my dentist is always talking about my gums. Why are dentists always talking about gums?
Well, your gums are your first layer of defense against bacterial infection to your bone, which are the foundation of your teeth. So if you keep your gums healthy, your bone will be healthy and your teeth will be solid in your jaw. And so with that, you know, you need to be aware the things you do when you're 18 and 25 and even 28, by not taking care of your teeth and gums, come to affect you in your 30s and 40s. And so gum disease is a concern because you don't feel it. It doesn't hurt. You only know about it when you get an infection. So when a dentist is talking about your gums and wanting to keep them healthy, and you're in your late 20s and early 30s, you need to listen, because that's one thing we can't put back, and that is your bone. And so you got to take care of it. Otherwise, you end up with the more extensive and expensive dental procedures.
What do you say to listeners out there that wait until something arises in their problem with their teeth, or instead of going to their dentist for the regular cleaning check? What's some advice you would tell them?
Well, my advice to them is to get help. But again, you need to get help from someone who is caring. And in our office, we have a saying, we have no guilt. When you come into our office, get rid of your guilt. You don't have to tell us how long it's been or what you haven't done. We're just there to help, give you answers to what can get you healthy, and we're just happy you're there, and we want to help you get healthy. So,
and speaking of being a trusted source, and like you said earlier, you'd be happy to be this person that someone goes to for a second opinion on their dentistry. But how do you actually know you need the work a dentist suggests?
Well, I mean, you need to sit down and have a good exam and consultation with someone who is objective. And the way we do it in our office is we sit you down, we talk to you, we listen to what you've been told. And then from there, we find out about your experiences and whether things have been comfortable for you in the past and think about how we're going to make them comfortable in the future. And then from there, we do our exam, we look at your teeth, we make notes. And again, we take pictures of your actual teeth. And every tooth in your mouth will have pictures of healthy and unhealthy. And then particularly, we sit you up after that. And with pictures on a big screen on our computer, we point to the areas that are of concern. We discuss different options for a cavity, different options for a tooth that's broken, different options for gum disease. And we give you these options, A, B, C. And we even give you the option D. And D is the one where you do nothing. You know, you always have the choice in our office, and you should always have the choice at any office to not do anything. But after you've seen the situation in your mouth, you can make an educated decision as to what you should do and know how much it should cost. Well, and with that, Todd, I want to bring this one thing up, is that with dentistry, there's a saying, you can't afford to be cheap. If you go to the cheapest dentist or always looking for the cheapest filling or the cheapest crown, you're going to get that. But who knows whether you really needed a crown or you really needed a filling. You know, what the decision as to the right thing to do is more important than doing something that's the cheapest. And so that's important for the public out there to understand, is that you want to do the right thing. You don't necessarily want to do the cheapest thing.
And also, if you go to the right dentist and have them do it right the first time, then you don't have to have it done again 2 or 3 years down the line.
Exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of the right dentist and trying to bring new clients to you, what offer you want to give out to the listeners?
Well, I wanted everybody that's listening to the show today to know that if you'd like to come into my office and do an exam or to come in and get a second opinion, anybody that comes in, we're happy to offer them free tooth whitening. We'll make a set of trays for you. We'll give you free whitening material. We'll explain to you how to use it. And from there, you can kind of decide and get an idea of what our office is like. And then again, help yourself by making the right decision for yourself when it comes to your dental health.
Thank you so much for offering that to our listeners. I'm real excited about that. Can't wait to see all of these KCBQ listeners with pearly whites out there just shining at the next event.
Well, that sounds great.
You've heard the importance of keeping up with your dental health, and choosing the right dentist is the first step. So please give Dr. Esham a call at 1-800-NEW-DENTIST or visit his website at newdentistsd.com. It was a pleasure having you on, Dr. Esham. Until next time.
Thank you very much, Todd.
Thanks again for tuning in for another Ask the Expert show here on AM 1170, The Answer. Join us next Saturday at this time for more experts in the fields of healthcare, legal, financial, and home improvement on AM 1170, The Answer.